It is Free Talk Live, the Tuesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff there for you, and it's all for free. Still to come tonight, we got 3 hours of show ready to go for you. Lots of stuff to discuss. On the way, the story from last night, which I promised, about immigrants actually being given sort of protection by one California town. Mm-hmm. We'll share that with you. Plus, Manwich, on the way from you tonight, you've got something about some rule that's going to be demanding proof of citizenship in order to get health care. And you also have five excuses that politicians like to use for their behavior. We might pepper those throughout the show tonight. So get one of those ready to go to here in a few moments. Also, we brought you a story a long time ago about a DEA agent who had shot himself in the foot in front of a classroom as he was doing a presentation on drugs and guns. And now he's angry about the fact that this videotape has leaked out onto the Internet. So we'll share that with you. Plus, a Florida county's just giving away people's private information wholesale on the Internet. The SWAT team SWAT teams in America might be getting a little bit more dangerous. We'll explore
how can
that.
They get more dangerous?
Well, I'll explore that with you here in moments. And also, apparently one of the new fads among young people, or some young people, I suppose, is grills. Have you heard of this, Manwich?
Grills?
Grills. It's essentially gold capping on teeth.
Okay, yes.
And so apparently some governments would like to repossess your grills. We'll give you the details there. And more. So you can take control of the airwaves.
Take people's dental work out?
That's right. You can take control of the airwaves, though, and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Also, got some emails here. In fact, we'll start things out with an email tonight. This actually is a correction-style email from Michael. He says, I heard a bit of misinformation on Monday on last week's Free Talk Live, and since it's a topic I know something about, I figured I'd write in and offer some information. The 2600 hertz tone generated by whistles included in boxes of Captain Crunch in the late 60s or 70s was the tone used to control the long-distance lines. You were talking about hackers and how they could blow this little whistle that they got from Captain Crunch into a payphone years ago and get free quarters out of it. So you found this little whistle from Captain Crunch, blew it into the phone, and you could buy all the long-distance you wanted. Well, apparently we were wrong about that. Actually, the tone was controlling the long-distance line. It worked in conjunction with the blue box, which generated the same tones as an operator's console. This way, the way this worked is you would dial zero, ask for a long-distance operator, and then when AT&T came on the line, you'd blast the tone, the 2600 hertz tone, or just blow the whistle. What would happen at that point is the operator would get kicked off the line, because you essentially are controlling the phone line with the tones.
Okay.
None of this stuff works anymore, by the way. And the telephone network would then think that you were the operator. So, if you had the right piece of hack equipment, the blue box, you could generate the same tones that the operator has with their little keypad in front of them.
Uh-huh.
And then you can dial anywhere in the world for free. Pretty sweet. Incidentally,
yeah.
Incidentally, before Steve Wozniak started an Apple computer out of his garage, he was building and selling blue boxes.
I see.
Blue boxes don't work anymore because the telephone network has now gone digital. The box that makes the payphone think that you've inserted coins is called the red box. It had nothing to do with the 2600 hertz tone. Back in the 90s, Radio Shack used to sell a touch tone auto dialer, which you could program telephone numbers into, and then it would make the touch tone sounds on demand whenever you hit a speed dial on the auto dialer. And
I had a watch that did that too.
Really?
Yeah.
So I guess that was for back when phones didn't have auto dialers, and then you had to buy a separate piece of hardware.
Well, it was to some extent it was an information database. I mean, you know, you had 50 in my phone, in my little watch calculator phone.
Right.
It shows how cool I was. I had 50 numbers, and I'd go, and then I didn't have to actually know people's numbers. It's like the cell phone having speed dial.
Right.
So I carried my speed dial with me at all times. I mean, I had speed dial even when I was a kid. You know, even when I was like 10.
That was
like
a cool thing to do then, is to have a speed dialer then.
Yeah.
Right on. So you just would hold it up to the microphone on the phone, and it would dial the numbers for you, essentially. So this product that Radio Shack was selling was about the size of a credit card, essentially speed dial in your wallet, as you just described. Some freaks, which are the phone hackers, found that if you changed one of the crystals in this dialer to a crystal at a different frequency, and then programmed the dialer to dial the little star key It's not the pound. Pound is the little cross-looking thing. Star. Dial the star key 5 times. It would generate the same tone as a quarter dropping into the payphone. So when you drop that change in, certain tones are generated, and this little device from Radio Shack could generate those tones. This was the classic Redbox. Partly because of this, Radio Shack discontinued the tone dialer several years back. The Redbox doesn't work much anymore, as now most payphones have the mouthpiece muted until you're connected to the party that you're calling. So therefore, they've kind of figured out a way around that. And he says they've never worked at private payphones, which have always handled coins differently. So it's good to know that we've got the hackers on our side, man, which it's always nice to know that.
Why do we have them on our side?
Well, because they're on our side. This one's listening to our show.
Well, Free Talk Live's free. There's nothing for them to swipe off here anyway.
Well, there's a few things. We've got some classic archives that we've sort of stowed away.
That's true.
But it's always good to have the hackers on your side. You know what I mean? Thanks for the email, Michael. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. So where should we go first? Grills or the SWAT team?
I think I want to know about the confiscating dental work.
Okay. This one, according to, Tacoma, Washington, not sure on the source on this one, but government lawyers apparently tried to confiscate the gold tooth caps known as grills from the mouths of 2 men facing drug charges, saying the dental work qualified as seizable assets.
What?
They had them in a vehicle headed to a dental clinic by the time the defense attorneys persuaded a judge to halt the procedure. Quote, I've been doing this for over 30 years, and I have never heard of anything like this, said the president of the Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. It sounds like Nazi Germany when they were removing gold teeth from the bodies, but at least then they waited until they were dead. In this case, they were literally shipping them off to the dentist to get them taken care of. Prosecutors had a warrant to seize the gold dental work, according to documents and lawyers involved in the case, but they eventually abandoned the effort, saying they mistakenly thought the grills were removable. Oops. The custom tooth caps, popularized by rappers such as Nelly, are made of precious metals and jewels and can cost thousands of dollars.
Why would you think that the gold teeth were removable? I mean, dental caps have been in place for a long time. I don't understand why people would think that they were removable.
I have no idea. I don't know much about them, so...
I have two. Look.
Yeah.
I mean, I have 2 gold teeth.
Right. Maybe it's because it's in the front of your mouth. I mean, it looks like... I've seen a few pictures of this recently, and literally the person's entire smile is gold or silver.
Well, this isn't new. I mean, they've been doing this
for... I've never seen a photo of this.
I've seen 10... For 10 years...
Wow.
You know, more than that... You know,
I think it's the silliest looking thing.
Mostly urban sorts of people that are in the urban lifestyle would be interested in these kind of gold teeth. But yeah, they're actual dental work. Some are better than others. But then again, all dental work are better than others.
What do these things cost?
To have a gold tooth put in?
To have a grill?
I don't know.
Entire smile.
I couldn't tell you.
Gold.
I couldn't price this out, but I suspect that people pay thousands. You can be certain of that.
I bet.
They have to pay thousands.
I mean, these
babies here that I have that are just molars are $500 a piece. And that was 6-7 years ago.
So the purpose is to show how much money you can blow on
stupid things.
Right.
You know, as though the car isn't bad enough.
Yeah. the customized tooth caps, the two guys that were in question here both have permanently bonded grills. Neil and Lewis were both charged with several drug and weapons violations, were taken Tuesday from a federal detention center to the U.S. Marshal's Office, where they were then told that the government had a warrant to seize their grills. They called their lawyers as they were about to be taken to a dentist. Luckily, they were allowed to make a phone call. A permanent stay of the seizure order was issued that day. So asset forfeiture, they say, is routine, where our attorneys were under the impression that these snapped out like a retainer. No, apparently not. Apparently not. I think they're just the ugliest looking things I've ever seen.
Well, it's just a style.
Yeah.
People wear all kinds of crazy styles.
Yeah, so you have to brush. I mean, is there some sort of gold cleaner that you have to buy, or does regular old toothpaste
work? Get the stuff called glitter or glisten or something like that. I can't remember what it is, but it'll make them shine a little more. But
probably costs a lot of money, too. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates whenever there's something to announce about the show, some sort of news that you need to know. You'll get it first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And, again, it is totally free, just like everything is. At freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
So, I was at the Delaware Libertarian Party's state convention on Saturday.
Yeah,
had a great time. Did a little speech. People asked me a lot of questions about the Free State Project.
That figures. I mean, we're probably two of the most visible members of the, or audible members, I suppose, of the Free State Project.
At near the end of my speech, I said that I believed in Free Talk Live, and I believed in the Free State Project. And you know, I mentioned them right at the end, and it was my intention to give them a little plug.
Mm-hmm.
But some people hadn't even heard of the Free State Project in the libertarian movement, right?
Wow.
And just a few. And at the same time, people didn't really get what I was saying as far as why it was the only hope for liberty that I didn't want to go out.
Did you say that on stage?
I didn't want to go out. No, I did not say that until I was asked some questions.
I see.
I personally believe that this is the
question
best
segment
hope.
Right.
The best hope for liberty. And people didn't quite get it, you know, and I didn't want to go say, you know, I feel like the Libertarian Party has, you know, basically has been ineffective up to this point.
Right, and, well, part of the reason why you were there was to promote the Libertarian Party of Delaware, obviously. And
obviously, I'm supposed to do good things for them.
And getting up there and saying, hey, everybody, come on up to New Hampshire
is right.
Kind of... Well, it's iffy territory, I think.
It's a little iffy, but at the same time, don't you think Delaware would be benefited, and Florida and whatever state we're in, would be benefited if the Free State Project really got kicked off and
I think
liberty started happening up there?
I think you're absolutely right about that. I think the entire world would probably benefit from it eventually.
Yeah.
Everyone will benefit from some place in the world going back to liberty, whether it's New Hampshire or... Costa Rica or wherever it is.
It doesn't really matter,
place gets back to liberty, it'll become the shining beacon of liberty for the rest of the world. However, what you're encountering here, what we're kind of touching on, is, well, a bit of a schism between the Libertarian Party people and the Free State Project people.
Right.
So, and let me explain the schism. It is essentially this, that, well, maybe you're right about the whole it'll bring liberty to the rest of the world thing, but we need these activists now right here in Florida, or we need these activists now right here in Delaware.
We've had activists for 30 years in the Libertarian
Party.
Right,
but they feel like you're taking away, and we are, they feel like we're taking away their strongest activists. Now, some of them are staying behind because they've got families and they've got jobs
sure,
and they feel tied down, or they just don't want to leave where they currently are, or they don't want to be cold, or whatever their excuses are. But facts are facts. I mean, the best of the best, the cream of the crop, they're going to the Free State. I mean, and so some of the people that are tied down feel like they're being abandoned. They feel like they're being sold down the river.
Certainly, probably half of the activists are going and half are staying. That would probably be an accurate statement.
Maybe.
And I can understand that, and I also think that to some extent the Free State Project is it's a challenge to libertarians that says, look, if you really believe in liberty, here's your chance to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think
vote
that people look at it that way. When you say I'm a member of the Free State Project, they look at it that way. Now, it's not my intention to be confronting to any libertarians in that aspect,
right?
At least not when I'm not on the air, but
So they didn't understand how this could be a real shot at liberty. They didn't understand why that was such a great idea.
I think some did and some didn't.
Right.
You know, and some people were interested in it and some people weren't.
Well, you know, when I first heard about it, it took me over a year to decide to join up, not a year and a half or more. But I know that when I first heard about the idea, it clicked with me. I immediately thought, oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
Well,
it's so simple.
Having enough people in one place is really what the Libertarian Party's had a problem with up to this point.
Right. That's what they'd like to have. If they had enough people in one place, they could win elections and then reduce the size of government.
Well, you know, the party might see one or two people trickle in and trickle out on a monthly or weekly basis, whenever their
meetings are.
And then you'll see people that have...
If they're having them.
Yeah, right. You know, have registered. It's just stagnant. There's nothing happening.
I hate to say it, but that's the case. And, one of the reasons why the Free State Project was so attractive to me was, and this isn't an infomercial, this is what we're talking about, you can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, but the reason why it was so attractive to me was because I'd been in the trenches. I'd done the Libertarian Party outreach. I'd done the voter registration drives. I'd done petitioning. I'd gone out to the gun shows. I'd gone to the Pride Fest. I'd gone to the county fairs. And we'd collected all kinds of names. We do the Operation Politically Homeless booth, right, man? Which was essentially what we do is we go to these...
You've done a lot more of these than I have.
Well, you've tagged along on a few, so you know what it's about.
Yeah.
Anyway, essentially what it is we go to an event, again, whether it's a county fair to a pride fest, we can do it anywhere, and we set up a booth, and we give out the world's smallest political quiz, which you can take on our website, on our links page at freetalklive.com for yourself. But we give it out to the members of the public to ascertain what their political vision is, okay? Are they on the left? Are they on the right? Are they, you know, liberal, conservative? Are they authoritarian?
Mm-hmm.
Are they centrist? Or are they libertarian? Obviously, we're looking for the libertarians when we do this sort of thing. And it seems like no matter what the venue is, 30% at least, if not 40%, score in the libertarian category. Usually 40% scores in the libertarian category or on the borderline of libertarian. So those are pretty darned encouraging numbers. I mean, to see that amount of the general public scoring as libertarians. Most of them, of course, don't know what a libertarian is, have never heard of the Libertarian Party, are totally clueless as to what it is that we're about, even though they are a libertarian. And so we're trying to find these people, and, you know, when we find them, we ask them, well, do you want to give us any of your contact information? Oh, okay, sure. So we just let them share with us whatever they want to, email address, whatever, phone number,
right,
whatever they want. And we get a lot of email addresses. We get a lot of phone numbers, and I don't know how much follow-up is done on it. But
I imagine not much.
But most of it is, most of it's never converted. You know, most of those names that we get are never converted into new people getting active with the Libertarian Party. And after seeing that happen year after year, I just... You know, it just makes total sense to get together with the best activists all in one place, and I don't care how cold it is.
I mean, and you know, you create a voting block. 20,000 people in a state the size of New Hampshire is a voting block. It's not a big one, but
well, now you have to remember the purpose of being an activist is to draw other people, draw the non-activists to your position.
Sure, so it does.
Each activist is going to be able to influence a certain amount of voters, just regular folk. And so therefore that 20,000 may be more like 100,000 or 200,000, depending on the average of how many of them can influence others.
Well, I mean, if you take it issue by issue, and that's the way libertarians usually libertarianism works best, is issue by issue. If you take it issue by issue and you can tell people about the benefits of freedom on a particular issue, then I think you can convert more than a few people.
And, of course, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live 6 nights a week, is tell people about the benefits of freedom. We're going to come back with the SWAT team. They are going to get more intrusive and more oppressive than you, well, have experienced up till this point. We'll share with you why it is Free Talk Live.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, High blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them for free. freetalklive.com. Now then, Manwich, as the police state in America continues to grow, there is a Supreme Court case that, according to this article from Slate.com, is... Well, according to Radley Balco, the most important Supreme Court case that you've never heard about. And we're going to get into the detail on SWAT teams and how they operate. Specifically, how they, well, operate when they're at your front door in regards to breaking it down and rushing into your house and searching for drugs and things that they do so often.
And they don't just do it to people who have drugs in their house. They do it all the time to people who don't.
That's why this case is so concerning. Because we bring you those stories frequently. Whenever we come across them on Free Talk Live, I mean, it goes right to the top of my prep stack. Because it's outrageous. Just what, 2 weeks ago, we had a story about a couple of octogenarians, people in their 80s, that were beaten up by SWAT team members. Because they were trying to raid the house next door. Oops, they got the wrong house, so they ended up beating up some old people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one example. But let's get into this, because there's some interesting detail here. Again, Slate.com. Sometime this spring, the Supreme Court will hand down its decision in the case of Hudson versus Michigan. At issue is whether or not police who used an illegal no-knock raid to enter a defendant's home can use the drugs that they seized inside the home against the defendant at trial. To understand the importance of this case, some background is in order. As the name indicates, a no-knock raid occurs when police forcibly enter a private residence without even knocking first, and then announcing that they're the police.
And sometimes cops get shot in these kind of things, and then the person who shot the cop who came through their door without announcing themselves gets murder on a Leo as a charge.
Yeah. There was a Corey May in Mississippi is facing death as a result of shooting somebody in the dark in his house when he was sleepy, hearing a bunch of shouting men coming in.
You know, it's nuts.
The tactic. So, I mean, if we were to stop these raids, we'd save police lives as well as innocent civilians' lives. Anyway, the tactic is appropriate, allegedly, in a few limited situations, such as when hostages or fugitives are involved or where the suspect poses an immediate threat to community safety. But increasingly, this highly confrontational tactic is being used in less volatile situations, most commonly to serve routine search warrants for...
drugs.
Illegal drugs. These raids are often launched on tips from notoriously unreliable confidential informants. Rubber-stamped judges, dicey informants, and aggressive policing have thus given rise to the countless examples of wrong-door raids, which, again, we talk about all the time here. We read about it in the news. In fact, there's a disturbingly long list of completely innocent people who've not only been injured, like the octogenarians I told you about, but killed.
Killed.
In wrong-door raids.
And it's all for this drug war. It's all to keep... You know, drugs illegal,
it's
marijuana
insanity.
Illegal.
It's insanity. Well, the insanity continues, and it's getting worse. It's impossible to estimate just how many wrong-door raids occur. Here's why. Police and prosecutors are notoriously inept at keeping track of their own mistakes. And victims of the botched raids are often too terrified or fearful of retribution to come forward.
They lived through it. They were happy about that.
Yeah.
And everyone knows you can't sue the government and get any damn money.
Exactly. And... realistically, some people are absolutely afraid of retribution. I mean, if you go after the cops, they're going to be angry at you. And then maybe they will find another excuse to raid your house, except maybe this time they'll kill you while they raid your house. Or maybe they'll pull you over and shake you down, or mess with your kids, or rape your wife. Who knows what? I mean, if you're in a smallish area where the cops are more of a personalized force, where everybody sort of knows who they are, it's a totally different acumen. It's a totally different scenario that people live under. As far as, you know, here where we live in a small city, nobody knows any of the cops. I mean, we don't know the cops unless you happen to know
one.
And
many of the cops don't know each other.
Yeah, they don't know each other, so it's a little bit more impersonal. In cases of small towns, if you go after the cops, you could very well be targeted for retribution. So people are afraid. But over the course of researching a paper for the Cato Institute on the subject, I found close to 200 such cases in the last 15 years. And those are just the cases that have been reported. It's bad enough when the police serve a no-knock warrant at the wrong place. But this is not regular service of a warrant. No-knock raids are typically carried out by masked, heavily armed SWAT teams.
Right.
USA Radio Network News, Alan Stone reporting. The head of Iran's nuclear program confirming the country has manufactured low-grade enriched uranium. He added the pilot enrichment plant south of the capital started working on Monday. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the latest news about Iran's nuclear strategy moves the controversy in the wrong direction. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld saying he has not much else to add.
Hoping we're back on the network at this point. I think we are back. All right, so we're talking about the SWAT team and how it's been essentially a military hit squad. These aren't the police.
Victor, have you looked around at what's happening in America? Tempers, this isn't about tempers. You're the guys who can beat the drumbeat of war. You're the ones telling us, be on the lookout for pregnant women and men sweating in the summertime. I mean, these are the kind of warnings we get about the threat in this post-9/11 world that we're continually supposed to be aware of. And now, the issue of border security comes up, and somehow we're supposed to look the other way. Oh, well, we weren't talking about, you know, keeping the border secure. We were talking about, you know, like your next-door neighbor. Oh, I got it.
Radioactive. Call 1-888-961-4JIM. The Jim Sumpter Show.
I've got to wait for you to get a lot of advertising on a permanent basis for a very small amount of money. Just go to www.gonzoads.com. You can have a permanent presence on the Internet that will drive traffic to your website using the gonzoads.com website as a portal to drive traffic to your website. And here's how we accomplish it. I'm talking about this all the time. And as a result, people are continually visiting the Gonzo Ads website. So for as little as $100, you can spend more, but for as little as $100, you can have a permanent presence on the web.
Okay, I think we may be back here. Are we back? We are back. Okay, good deal. Technical difficulties, we've gotten through them. Doesn't always work perfectly. Maybe it was a SWAT team. Maybe they're outside the house right now, cutting our lines. No, we're talking about the SWAT team and just the no-knock raid.
Zoads.com.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-231-7988. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-231-7988. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-231-7988. 800-231-7988. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-231-7988.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
$4 a gallon gas this summer.
We'll be right back.
opportunity to, for instance, persuade the police. And it sounds like our network might be trying to bring us back here. We're back on.
We're back up.
Hey, everybody.
Fabulous.
We're doing a radio show. It's Free Talk Live, and technical difficulties. Hopefully this connection will last more than 30 seconds this time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So we're talking about the Castle Doctrine, SWAT teams, no-knock raids, and a Supreme Court case called Wilson versus Arkansas, which essentially said that there has to be an announcement. These SWAT teams have to announce the fact that they are the police before they go busting in your home. And this was back in 1995.
Doesn't that make sense? I mean, that you would tell people that you're the police when you come through the door?
Otherwise, yeah, if you don't want to get shot.
Right. I mean, otherwise, you could be a rival gang. I mean, if these are, in fact, drug dealers on the one side of this door, in most of the cases, I'm sure they are, they could be a rival drug gang, and who wants to just give up your drugs to a rival drug gang?
Well, now, you say in most of the cases you're sure there are, but really, you're not sure of anything because you don't have any statistics.
No,
you're just
I don't have anything like
pulling
that
one out of your butt.
I would have to assume that if cops are dumb enough to run through doors and you know, point guns at people, that they would at least have the right people most of the time.
And I think, that's the good music. That's the music we want to hear. I thought, every time I hear music now, I'm thinking we're disconnected again. Hey, more Free Talk Live on the way. We're talking SWAT teams. We're talking no-knock raids. And you can chime in as well. 800-259-9231. We're back to live. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizeDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Still to come, we got over 2 hours of show remaining. Plenty of stuff to cover. We're in the midst of a detailed, well, description about no-knock raids, SWAT teams, the militarization of the police in America, and a really important Supreme Court case that's not getting as much attention as it should. In fact, we haven't gotten quite yet to the actual case that's in question here. What we've been doing is kind of going back on some history about how the SWAT team has been really increasing the amount of its usage,
mm-hmm.
you know, going from something like 3,000 raids per year in 1980 to 40,000 raids per year in 2000, and so it's being used more often. The no-knock raid is being used more often, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about this because if I try to squeeze it all in here into the next couple minutes, it's just not going to work out. We're going to finish up SWAT teams in hour two. But let's go to Dan in Washington. He's on the line. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing? I was just calling in. I listen to the show all the time.
Excellent, Dan.
And I just wanted to see if any of your listeners might know what to do. I live here in Washington State, and I'm in a small town that I actually just moved to, so I don't really know too many people.
Okay.
But I recently just met this guy who's back from Iraq. He's sleeping behind the Safeway, and I just feel really bad. He's, you know, he's not doing too good, and he doesn't.
Now wait a minute. Now wait a minute. Hold on. Now, a lot of homeless people have very creative stories. I mean,
no,
how do you know?
I'm well aware of homeless people's stories and stuff, but no, he's got his army duffel bag. He even showed me his ID.
Wow.
So he's pretty legit, but he doesn't really have anywhere to go, and I was just wondering if any of your listeners...
What's his story?
He got some kind of medical discharge. I talked to him briefly, and so he was left out of the military, and I guess he tried going to the VA for something, and he's not having too good of luck with that. So he's
right, the VA sucks.
Yeah, he's just been kind of wandering around.
I've never met a veteran who speaks highly of the VA.
Yeah,
never.
Me neither. So I just thought maybe you guys might know some organizations, other things that I might be able to give them some information, because I really don't have too many resources myself to give them.
Yikes. Well, yeah. One thing's for sure, don't call the cops on them. They'll just lock them up.
No, definitely not. I would never call the cops.
Who out there helps out the homeless? That's a great question, man. Do you have an answer?
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army? Is there a Salvation Army up in Washington? I would think there is.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Now, why hasn't he gone there? I mean, how much conversation have you had with this guy?
A little bit. He's from Colorado originally. I'm not exactly sure how he ended up here in Washington.
Yeah.
We only talked briefly, but I guess he told me that he didn't have any other family, and he's just here. So,
well, one thing's for sure, the Salvation Army, maybe he's never heard of them, but as I understand it, they offer free room and board if you're willing to go through their program, and their program essentially, while there is a religious component to it, it will keep you off the streets, it will give you some, again, a place to stay and some food, and it'll teach you how to work, right? It'll
right.
give you an opportunity to get some get a job, essentially.
Yeah, he actually, I believe he's he just is looking for work. He just got hired on somewhere, and he's about to start in a day or two.
Well, that's
but
good.
He has nowhere to sleep or anything.
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Think the Salvation Army would definitely help him out. If you encounter him again, definitely point him in that direction. And
okay.
If he doesn't go to the Salvation Army, then that's a clue that says that he's really just somebody that wants to drink Listerine
definitely.
And sleep behind the Safeway. Thanks for the call,
Dan.
800-259-9231. I mean, that's a true test, whether or not they actually do something about their situation,
yeah.
Whether or not they're serious. Hour number two is on the way. We're going to come back to SWAT teams in America and how they're going to be getting worse, possibly. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're